Well, next Friday, I'm going to be at their business. They're here joining me today from Shell Hearing Aid Service out there in US 23, Ottawa City. Last hour was Paul Shell. This time around, Don Shell's joining us. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Kevin. Great to be here.
Glad to have you on with us to discuss, of course, Shell Hearing Aid Services with you. Now, as I mentioned, your partner and your uncle, by the way, Paul, telling us earlier about your varied contributions to Shell Hearing Aid Services, along with some of your personal experiences living with and using hearing aids. So you're kind of, you got both sides going for you there.
Yeah, Kevin, one of the things we found is that we can look at the acoustics and the hearing test, but some folks like to have other adjustments above and beyond what the hearing test would call for. And I've been able to shed some light on that, as I don't keep my hearing aids in tune exactly with what we would think. So, you know, we take it from a personal perspective and look at each client individually and adjust their hearing aids accordingly.
And as you mentioned, you can shed a little more light on that when you talk to, a client that you wear hearing aids, so you can kind of give them kind of a precursor of what's going to be happening.
Yeah, that's a true statement. Most people don't realize that when you lose your hearing and it's a slow process and all of a sudden we put a hearing aid on you and you hear a lot of things you haven't heard in the past, and it can be overwhelming to some folks.
Yeah, well, now let's talk about once you have those hearing aids. People say that, like in a restaurant, it does seem noisy when you're wearing a hearing aid. What can you share about this, Don?
Well, I wear hearing aids that have volume controls on them, so I can adjust my hearing aids individually. So, for instance, if I'm sitting at a booth with my family, I will turn down the hearing aid that faces the restaurant so that I can still hear the wait staff, but yet understand the people at the table much better.
All right. Now, you mentioned adjustments there. Are you able to hear better after you adjust your hearing aids?
Absolutely. It takes the noise down from the restaurant where you're hearing everybody who's talking, and we're able to just look at the table and hear those folks so we can have a good conversation.
All right. Now, last hour, Paul was mentioning some memorable experiences he had. Do you have anything to share that you may have of hearing aid use?
Well, to go back to getting your hearing aids the first time, I have a diesel pickup, and the first time I put my hearing aids on and got in that truck and started it, I about came out of my skin. You know, it's a learning experience. You have to let your brain relearn what background noise is and to ignore it. I wear my hearing aids with my motorcycle helmet on, and it's the same thing. It's different noises that you're not used to hearing.
All right, now what style of hearing aid do you wear, Don?
I wear both the behind-the-ear and a CIC, which is completely in the canal. It's our custom hearing aids. And I wear, depending on what I'm doing for the day. When I'm working in the office, the behind the ears seems to be better because I'm taking them on and off more often to work on other people's hearing aids. When I'm out in the woods, at home, things like that, my CICs are great. I get great sound, and they're not intrusive with my hats outside or things like that when I'm working outside.
All right, personal question. Do you have them on now?
I do. I wear them from roughly 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night every day.
You do? All right. Now, do you prefer one style over another? You mentioned a couple of different ones you have. Is there one you prefer over another?
It really depends on personal preference and whether or not you're doing activities that they would interfere with. If I'm cutting the grass and I put on earmuffs over my over-the-ears, they kind of interfere. So I go back and forth depending on my activities.
All right. Now, we were talking about adjusting hearing aids amazingly from a cell phone. Now, is this type of hearing aid new for your patients?
It is. We're just starting to get involved in it. We find that we can do streaming. We've got a set that'll do streaming from your iPhone directly for music, for talking on the phone, or for just adjusting. We have models that just allow you to adjust the volume in the program from your iPhone.
All right. Well, we talked about a lot, so I would imagine next weekend they'll be able to learn more about hearing aid services that you guys have to offer. You got your big 35th anniversary celebration going on next week.
Absolutely, and we'll have different styles in stock that we can show people for the over the years, and we will have some demos that we can show folks for our custom hearing aids.
All right, and what are the hours over there?
We're 9 to 4 on Fridays only in Tawas.
Okay.
We do break for lunch from noon to 1. But you can call any time, and through the week, our main office will answer the phone so you can make appointments for Fridays.
No. Yeah, that's 362-0600, of course, located on US 23 in Ottawa City. And I'll be out there next Friday with you guys. As I mentioned at the top, you're visiting me today, but next week I'll be out there with you guys to help you celebrate that 35th anniversary.
Looking forward to it, Kevin.
Indeed. Don Shell from Shell Hearing Aid Service, Tower City. Thank you, Don, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. See you next week.